الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسولي سيد درو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, we were going through the verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. And inshallah, today we'll try and look into the surah and specifically ayah number 11. And as we've mentioned earlier, that this surah, Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions social etiquettes, manners. How we should be living in a community. What are the manners, what are the etiquettes that we need to have to get along in a community, to have unity in a community. What are the things that we need to have and what are those things that we need to stay away from? Now, very beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, in ayah number 11, the ayah that we've recited now, in this ayah and the next ayah, Ayah number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions six things that we should stay away from. Six things that we should stay away from if we want unity in a community. See, we all want unity, isn't it? We all want our hearts to be united, not divided. We all want that unity, ittihad. So these are the message, these are the things that we need to be, you know, we need to keep in mind and we need to stay away from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions six things. And in ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three things. And in ayah 12, Allah mentions three things. Now the difference is that in ayah 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those three things that normally happens in front of a person. In front of a person. And in ayah 12, that normally happens behind a person, behind the back of a person. So if we want unity, then we need to stay away from these six things together. But today, inshallah, we'll try and see the three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we need to stay away from that normally happens in front of a person. What are those things that we need to stay away from? Because if we don't stay away from these things, then there will not be unity in our community. Our hearts will be divided. It won't be united. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman. لا يسخر قوم من قوم, that a group of people should not make a mockery of the other group. One group of people should not ridicule, should not mock at somebody else. Now, it doesn't mean that one person can mock at somebody else. No, it doesn't mean that. But what it means is that we should not be making mockery of somebody else. We should not be making fun of somebody else. We should not be making mockery of somebody else. And you know, mockery or ridiculing someone normally happens when we think ourselves to be better than them. Normally, that's the case. Right? So, for example, if I think myself to be superior, why? It could be for many different reasons. It could be the language that I speak. It could be the place that I come from. It could be the way I look. It could be the possession, the money, the wealth that I've got. And then if I start making mockery of somebody else, that could be because I'm thinking him to be inferior than me. I'm superior than him. So making mockery of somebody else is a sign of arrogance. Is a sign of arrogance. Allah says, do not make mockery of somebody else. And you know, we have got no right to think ourselves as superior and someone else as inferior. You know why? Because who is more superior, who is more inferior, you know, is based on what? Is based on iman. And subhanAllah, you know, is based on a thing that we cannot see. Who is superior and who is inferior is based on taqwa, on iman. And that is such a thing that we cannot see. I cannot see how much taqwa you've got. You cannot see how much taqwa I've got. So our superior, our being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on taqwa. And how much taqwa a person has, nobody knows. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. So we should not be making mockery of somebody else. And this is a sign of arrogance. See, subhanAllah, you know, if we go back and see the seerah, look at the life of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find many, many examples. You know, we all know the story and we all know the companion, the famous companion by the name of Bilal radiallahu anhu. We all are aware of him. Bilal radiallahu anhu, he did not come from a very famous tribe or, you know, a wealthy family or a leader. He wasn't, and he came from Habsha. Right? He came from Habasha, not a good looking person as well. But see the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Bilal radiallahu anhu. Why? Just because of his taqwa. So much so that it comes in narration that one night when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Jannah, he hears the footsteps of Bilal radiallahu anhu ahead of him in Jannah. He hears the footstep of Bilal radiallahu anhu. The next morning, he says, "Oh Bilal, what is your amal? What do you do that I hear your footstep when I see Jannah? I hear your footsteps in Jannah. What do you do, O Bilal?" Obviously, out of tawadu, Bilal radiallahu anhu replies, nothing in specific, but he says that I've got a habit that whenever I do wudu, after doing wudu, I try to pray two rakat namaz, which we know as tahiyyatul wudu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this could be the reason Allah has given you this rank. So the honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all based on taqwa. How much of taqwa, how much we are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, you know, it just reminds me on this one point, that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Bilal radiallahu anhu, that I hear your footstep ahead of me in Jannah. Now, we cannot, obviously a question might come to our mind that we all know that the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is higher, without a doubt. He's got more virtue, he's got more deeds. His status is higher than Bilal radiallahu anhu and everyone else, obviously, we all know that. How come then Bilal radiallahu anhu is walking ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the ulama, the scholars mentioned, the reason being here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this reward to Bilal radiallahu anhu, not because he's higher in status than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's getting this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it was the habit of Bilal radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass and would walk in the street, Bilal radiallahu anhu would go ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a stick in his hand and taking out those things which would hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would walk ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make sure there is nothing that it would harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there was anything that would harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would take it away from there. He would clear the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would walk ahead. So this was the status that Allah gave to Bilal radiallahu anhu in Jannah as well. So much so, you know, when Makkah was conquered, See, we all know the sacrifice that Bilal radiallahu anhu gave after facing so much of hardship and torture and beating up, yeah, by his master, but he would still say, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. Right? We all know that story. You know, when Makkatul Mukarramah was conquered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkatul Mukarramah as a conqueror, Fatih. At that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Bilal radiallahu anhu, that, oh Bilal, come here. And I want you to go on top of the Kaaba and give adhan. I want you to go on top of the Kaaba and give azan. Why? Because these same people of Makkah, these Quraysh, yeah, who used to regard you nothing, they would regard you nothing. They would regard you as a slave. They would give you no importance. But when Allah is about to honor you, when Allah gives you respect and honor through iman and through taqwa, this is where Allah will make you reach. This is Bilal radiallahu anhu. So our status, our superiority is based on a thing that we cannot see. Taqwa, iman, how much of taqwa we've got, how much of taqwa a person has got, we cannot see it. So that's why we cannot be judgmental. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? The first thing, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. That a person should not make a mockery of somebody else. Now, you know, in today's time, especially in the day of social media, we need to be very, very careful. You know, sometimes we see those messages circulating around, or we see a video and we pass a comment, we write a comment, and those comments are such that it hurts somebody else. We think no one will find it out. Who's that? I'm anonymous. Nobody knows who's written that comments. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. And if we become the means of circulating those rumors and those messages that is making mockery or hurting somebody else, we would fall in this category as well. Do not make a mockery of someone. It's not just in physical life, but in today's time, it also applies on our social media age as well. On our social media, if we pass any comments, if we circulate any messages that would hurt somebody else, this also applies over there. So the main thing is our iman and taqwa that we've got in ourselves. But you know, I would just end upon this. That doesn't also mean that our actions doesn't matter. You know, many a times we hear people say, oh, but my heart is good. It doesn't matter what actions I'm doing. It doesn't matter what I do, but my heart is good, so it's fine. So, you know, we hear people say, I don't need to pray namaz. My heart is good. I don't need to. Allah knows my heart. My heart is good. I don't need to pray my namaz. Or I don't need to do certain action. Why? Because my heart is good. Remember, our actions are the signs of our heart. If our heart is good, then our actions will be good as well. It's, you know, people, to understand this, I'll give you an example. Our heart is like a root. You know, a root. And the actions that comes out of our body are like fruits. So if you've got a healthy root, that will naturally produce good fruits. So, you know, if a person says that I have got a good heart, but I don't need to carry out any action, that is like saying that my tree, that the root of it is healthy, but it never gives fruit. It never gives fruit. That's wrong. So both together makes a perfect believer and a true and a strong believer. Our heart should be good and our actions should be according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person says my heart is good, I don't need to worry about my actions, that is incomplete, that is wrong. And if a person carries out action, but it's not from his heart, it's just the action, that will not be counted, that will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So both together will make us strong and a perfect believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, there are two other things that will continue in our next Jummah talk. So the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not make a mockery of somebody else, because this is a sign of arrogance. And if a person does this, then there will not be unity in a community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon this. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.